Harriet, as you're probably aware, I'm kind of in love with her voice, and she's got a fantastic voice, and she's on the line. Good afternoon, Harriet. How are you?
Good afternoon, Dave. I'm very well.
I do love your voice.
Oh,
you know I love your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, thank you for spreading the word in Spain.
That's fine, absolutely fine. And I love that. That song for me is a real kind of uplifting, feel-good song. It's been around a while now, isn't it, Fly? But it's just a great, great number.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, it does seem to be a favourite. In fact, when I perform live, that seems to be the one that everybody kind of is grinning at and sings along in the chorus with all the R's. And
yeah,
it's good fun.
Good stuff. Now, before we go on to talk about the new single that you have, maybe let's just do a bit of a recap on you for those maybe who've not heard of you before, maybe not heard you on this show before. Tell us a little bit about your background, how you fell in love with music and singing. Was it an early age?
Yes, a very early age, probably since I could talk, I was singing, as a lot of singers do say. But probably when I was about 13, 14, I realised that this is really what I wanted to do, and kind of started thinking about it very seriously quite early on, you know.
It's quite a big commitment, isn't it? Because it is a little bit dog-eat-dog, it's a little bit hit-and-miss. You can be the most talented person in the world but not actually make it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's quite a ruthless business, really. But I think that the key for artists in this kind of climate, if you like, where it is really saturated with fantastic music, so many emerging artists, it's just amazing these days. But I think the key is to really try and understand, make it your business to understand the business as well.
Yeah.
Because if you want to be successful in any business, you have to understand your fan base, your market. You have to get to know them. You have to, it's a process. You can't just sing and hope that somebody will, pick you up and throw you all over the world.
Yeah. So you're quite young. So, I mean, looking at it, if you go back maybe 20 years ago, when it was a very, very different world, the music scene and the music business, would you say it's quite a difficult place to be at the moment?
I'd say it's difficult just simply because of the volume of artists that are out there. I mean, it's so easy now. I mean, you and I probably, over the phone, we could make a record right now, record something.
I think that's a good idea, actually.
And release it on iTunes.
I was wondering when you were going to ask, actually, to be honest. I was actually wondering when you were going to ask me about that.
Well, there you go. But, it's so easy now. You could record a song on your phone and then put it on iTunes if you wanted to. And years ago, during the era of the 70s, which is kind of my era of music, that's all the music that I love.
Yeah, same here.
You couldn't even make a CD without a record label, without funding and without a studio. You didn't have access to a sound engineer, to a producer. Whereas now, you can kind of learn everything on YouTube and do it all yourself, which is, it's fantastic, but it just means that suddenly artists are, one in a trillion rather than, one in maybe 100,000 trying to make it.
So, how much of a part do you play in your music from beginning to end?
A big part. That's really important to me, actually.
Yeah.
Just because I've been fortunate enough to have had so much experience to this point, working with lots of different producers and songwriters, and I've really learnt so much from all of them. But the biggest thing I've learnt is on occasions, oh gosh, actually, this is not for me. I don't want to make that kind of record, or I don't want to sing this song. I don't want to do this live. You really learn about what's not you. And so it's really important to me to have a part in, how my songs begin and then how they, they end up. I mean, obviously, I have a wonderful producer, Steve Anderson, who I'm, very, very lucky to have as a partner in this crime.
Yeah, so and that's great to have a good relationship there, that you can work together and kind of be creative together, I suppose.
Sure, yeah, it's amazing, and it's very, I think it's a real privilege to have found that relationship in somebody who just completely gets who I am, and I don't need to explain anything of, can we do this kind of thing, or can we do that? Oh, no, actually, I mean this, actually, I mean that. I'll just sing something, and he'll kind of be like, oh, yeah, I know what to do with that, and it will be what I wanted to do with it.
Yeah. Now, if you look at my music, I'm quite eclectic. I've got, I go back to a lot of 50s swing, like Sinatra and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and then going
fantastic.
To, I love the 70s, some of the great ballads of the 70s, I mean, even some great, rock as well, soft rock, and When I mean, today we still hear a great song, maybe by the Bee Gees or the Carpenters or somebody from that era, and it's just still a great song. It's lasted time. It's still played on the radio in commercials. You know, when you hit on something like that, are you looking for a song that's like that? Are you trying to recreate a song from that kind of era, or are you adjusting it to now, or are you just simply looking for a great song all the time?
What do you mean with my work? You mean?
Yeah. I mean, how influenced are you by what is expected of you today? If you understand me.
Yeah, I do understand, and it's a good question, because I think that, again, it's important to stay true to yourself. You know, I would never do anything that I feel is, you know, completely based upon what somebody thinks I should do without agreeing.
Yeah.
But I think it's important to be true to yourself and be inspired by what you love, but also to just have, again, that kind of that business ear. So to be thinking, okay, well, you know, for example, for me, you know, I love to sing ballads. Mm. If I could do an album of, you know, slow, down-tempo, melancholy, beautiful ballads, then you know, I'd do like a triple CD. But the fact is that, you know, you can't have that, because, you know, people would get bored and fall asleep, or, you know, cry until they, you know, pass out.
Yeah.
So you need those uplifting songs like Fly, like Broken For You, to intersperse between that, to get people's attention, to reach audiences, to people, reach ears that you might not have been able to reach before. So I think it's important to, you know, do what you want to do and be true to yourself, but also just be aware that, you know, we're fitting into an industry now which is so led by trend and fashion and a kind of, you know, in a positive way, a very fickle, you know, response to music. You know, I've got things on my iPod that I've listened to a couple of times, and I've got things on there that I've listened to, you know, probably 500 times. It doesn't mean that something is better than the other. It just means that, you know, one thing is needed at one point, and then you want to go and listen to something else another time.
You see, I remember when I had a bit of a relationship breakup, and I went into, I've played the Elvis album Love Songs, and it actually gets quite emotive and kind of, you know, it's very, very melancholy, some of his stuff that you can do. But if I was to look at your music selection, what would we see on there, Harriet? What sort of singers are, probably, would you say you see more than anybody else on your list?
I listen to a lot of Bread.
Yeah, David, I love Bread.
I'm a huge fan of David Gates. Yeah. He's kind of just my hero.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
I love Clifford T. Ward and the Eagles.
Home Thoughts from Abroad.
Yeah, exactly. And The Both of Us, that's my favourite album. That's an amazing album. And The Beatles. Yeah. I love a lot of George Harrison and Paul McCartney's solo stuff.
Yeah.
And then, of course, The Carpenters. But then also singers from kind of that are more current, like I love Celine Dion at the moment.
Yeah.
Kind of a bit obsessed with her. She's like a bag of sweets. It's like once you have one, it's like once you watch one video, it's like you end up spending 4 hours on YouTube, bawling your eyes out, listening to those technical genius vocals.
That's the thing with YouTube now. You put on a playlist on YouTube, and you end up having, my wife put on, she likes Shania Twain. She put Shania Twain on.
Fantastic.
On a playlist, and literally, because we were busy around the house, we must have had Shania Twain on for about 3.5 hours.
Oh my God, I completely, I'm with her. Tell her I'm with her. I'm that, and it just, and you realise, oh my God, the whole day is gone. You know, but you've soothed your ears. But Shania Twain, she's another one. What a fantastic artist.
Yeah.
And a great story as well, you know, the struggles that she's had in the industry and that fantastic album. Great.
Do you feel then, I mean, Shania and Celine still going very strong, of course. Do you feel that music today is lacking something that was there in the 70s? You know, I play Bread on this show a lot, you know, because it's just great music. People still love it.
I think there's some fantastic current music out there, as in music that's being released, you know, last week and this week coming, I'm sure. But I think the difficulty is of this, that everybody is in such a hurry. Everyone's in such a hurry to release something, in such a hurry to become world famous, you know, in such a hurry to achieve everything. And in doing that, of course, you know, perhaps the thought hasn't gone into, yeah, well, hang on, is this the right thing for me? Is this the right song? And also, I think there's so much now surrounding artists other than just purely the music. Yeah. Whereas in the 70s, you know, that was an era of singer-songwriters where the music was purely all about, right, let's write a great song and let's do a great show and make a great record, rather than, oh, now what brand endorsement do we need to reach the right audience, and, you know, what do we need to wear to tap into this age range and all these things. And it's, and, you know, it's not, I'm not complaining about it, it's just one of those things, and it's how times have changed. But I think that's the difficulty that I think a lot of music today, and probably it was around, you know, in the 70s as well, but a lot of music today, I think, has you know, not perhaps got the you know, the sincerity that some people are after.
Do you think that's why Adele almost hit back a little bit against that kind of culture? Would you say?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly what I was just about to say. I think that Adele is a perfect example of, you know, somebody who has focused purely on, you know, achieving something musically, and that is to make a record and get it to people for their enjoyment.
You know what,
it's very simple. Yeah, yeah. You know, there are no bells and whistles or smart marketing campaigns or, you know, kind of fancy ideas around her as an artist. It is purely like, hi, I'm Adele, I'm a singer, this is what I'd like to say, I hope you like it. And if you don't, you can stuff it, you know? And I love that. And I think that, you know, hopefully you'd think that that people are now, because we're kind of in tune with that type of artist, because she has kind of taken over the globe with that attitude and with that concept, that hopefully people will be thinking, oh, actually, maybe that's what we need to be kind of looking for now. That's where we're going to find our enjoyment in music, is in artists like that.
Yeah.
But of course, the difficulty is, because the market is so huge and swamped, it's often difficult to sift through everything to find those gems and those, you know, those artists.
Do you know what? I think she did really well. And I thought that she's got great timing, not just in the singing, but in the actual releasing of the I thought if she'd have left it another year, she might have lost a few people. But leaving it long enough for people to get really hungry for some more, and I think she just timed that album coming out at absolutely the right time.
I agree, and I think it's I think also what people like about what she's done there is that, you know, in any other job you're in, you know, if you're able to take a sabbatical, if you're able to take time off to be with your family or to go on holiday or have a break because you're stressed, whatever it is, you do that. And so why should an artist not be able to do the same?
Yeah.
And also, you know, back to that kind of that race idea that everyone's so, you know, hurrying to get music out. In the 70s, you know, bands didn't release 100 albums. You know, they would release an album and then, you know, a couple of years later there'd be another one, and then there'd be a tour, and it was because, you know, when you're going through something, you need time to compile those lyrics and to write those songs. And, you know, because let's face it, Dave, if people are saying, oh, when's the album, the next album, and then she'd released it early and it had been rubbish, then those people would have been the first people to jump on board and complain that it wasn't good enough.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And enough about Adele, because to be honest, Harry, if I'm honest with you, she's not a patch on you, as we know that. So, you know, and if you're listening, we do love you, Adele, and you're welcome to come on the show anytime you like. How do you measure success nowadays in the music industry? Because, I mean, obviously, if you go to number one in the album charts, number one in the singles chart, you can pretty well say that's pretty good. That's top notch. But how do you, because there's so many people releasing stuff, there's all kinds of people having to go, how do you measure success? That must be a difficult one.
Oh, I think it's so hard, because of course everybody has different values of what success is, and everything is, you know, completely understandable in its own you know, world. For me personally, I just like to see kind of progress within the amount of people that I'm able to reach. Yeah. So it's fantastic when you know, I've had support on radio over here, for example, in the UK, and I've just got onto the Broken For You, my new single, has just gone onto the Radio 2 playlist.
Brilliant.
Which was just an amazing moment, and very special, because it's something that we'd, you know, kind of been working towards, and we'd achieve that, and hopefully that will managed to help the music reach more people.
Yeah, so Fly didn't get on there, did it? And so this is the first time you got onto Radio 2?
Yeah, so this is the first time we've got onto the playlist. We've had wonderful support from Radio 2 and also some fantastic support from regional stations as well, and of course in other countries, including you'll find
yourself.
Yes, thank
you very much.
But it's the first time that we've got that kind of prestigious playlist.
Brilliant.
Support, which is just amazing. So that's probably one aspect of it. But also for me, live is a real is a really important thing for me. Live shows, and when we started out doing shows and we were just selling a few tickets, and I was sharing the night with other artists, and now we're able to go out and do a show which is just purely for my fans exclusively.
Yeah.
That's another growth thing, and that's amazing. And the response that I get from fans is just overwhelming. And that's another thing. I think success really for me is based upon when I make somebody feel something with what I do, that to me is kind of just, just singing a song, 3.5 minutes of me singing. I love doing it. And then you get somebody who says, oh my God, I've just changed my life finding you, or, I've just, this song is exactly what I needed, or, that is really...
Makes it all worth it, yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's success, I think,
Yeah, brilliant. A lovely way of looking at it, it really is. And, of course, just tell us a little bit, before we play this song, about Broken For You.
So, Broken For You, I wrote with Steve quite a while ago, actually, and... it was something that was one of the very kind of one of the earliest songs that we wrote together. And the song is about, actually around the time that Steve and I met a man and fell madly in love with him. And I had never really experienced that before, because all of my songs previous to this were about, I'm a woman, I don't need a man.
I don't need anybody in my life. Who are you?
I don't need anyone, I can do this on my own.
We could actually watch your love life through all your songs, couldn't we?
Oh my God, you can. So when this chap came along, I just thought, oh gee, this is crikey.
You've only gone and done it.
Oh, I know. And I remember going into the studio with Steve and saying, oh, well, actually, this is kind of a new chapter for me in songwriting, because I've never really written a kind of surrendering love song. And so Broken For You really is just about that kind of, I'm a strong woman, and I have very... bossy and opinionated and all of these things. And so to meet somebody that kind of said, oh, hang on a minute, actually, I think, you do need taking care of. That was quite special. And so the song is all about that.
I'm welling up here, actually. It happens to us all, We end up, happily going through life, and then, I don't need anybody else. And then suddenly, you meet the right person, and next thing you're settled down and you're watching Coronation Street together. That's how it goes.
Exactly. And it's lovely. And anybody that says that it shouldn't be that way, and, it's, but yeah, they obviously haven't got there yet.
Listen, Harriet, we really want to see you in Spain at some point, so you must, we'll get you down at some point. But we want to play the song, of course, Broken For You, and we'll play it by Harriet. And is it available to download now? It's July, isn't it, when it's out?
It's out officially on the 1st of July.
Yeah.
And you can actually pre-order it now on iTunes, Amazon, and Google Play.
Yeah.
So if you just go onto either of those three sources and just type in Harriet Broken For You, it will come up. So please pre-order it, and please tweet me and message me and let me know what you think. The video's on YouTube as well. I love, hearing from fans and hearing what you guys think. So please get in touch.
And buy it. Don't just play it on Spotify or YouTube. Buy it. Own it. Have it as yourself, I want to buy a CD version of it or something like that. I don't know. But it's just, I think that's far better. I still like to own my own music, Harry. I bought some friends here at the radio station for my birthday. They got together and they bought me a record player. And,
fantastic. Yeah, you know, I threw mine out a long time ago, and I need to, because I used to go and buy records in charity shops for like 10p. I mean, now they cost more like a pound, which is quite a lot compared to when I was buying them. But I don't know why I got rid of this record player
There's
that my dad gave me.
Great about. So on my birthday, because it was my 40th this year, I got.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much. I got my two favourite albums are Animal Sounds by the Beach Boys, and I love Johnny Cash, so I got a Johnny Cash Live at San Quentin album, and you know, to hold it in my hands and to put the vinyl on there and to put the needle on and to listen to it, I'm feeling old. I know I'm sounding old, but
No, it's in fact my a friend of mine the other day as a gift gave me the single on vinyl of George Michael's A Different Corner. And I was so touched, and it really made me realise, oh my goodness, I really do need to now get a record player again.
Definitely do it.
Yeah. But it was so touching, because you just, you know, it is a physical thing and so much work has gone into that.
Oh yeah, it's far better.
Yeah, beautiful.
I'm going to play the song before we hit the news, but thank you very much, Harriet, and if anybody wants to find you online, where can they go?
If you go to harrietsmusic.com, that's with an S in the middle, harrietsmusic.com, you've got links to all of my social media on there.
Would you like to introduce your song?
Oh, I'd love to, David. Yeah. This is Broken For You. Thank you very much.
Written every bit of history, perfected every line, 'cause every little bit of me is my design, and the truth is a day.